Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
I recently noticed some rose bushes loaded with rose hips. Most people think of rose flowers as adding beauty to the summer months, but the rose hips add interesting color to the fall and winter landscape. Seeing all those rose hips made me think that it's time to brew up a batch of rose hip tea. Most everyone's familiar with roses and their bright red fruits, commonly referred to as rose hips. And although most rose hips are red, a few species produce hips that have a distinctive orangish color. As you might expect, they're eaten by a wide range of animals, including birds such as waxwings, thrushes, and grouse. Rose hips are quite nutritious, being high in vitamin C and antioxidants. The taste has been described as having a taste somewhere between that of plums, tart apples, and rose petals. Ewell Gibbons had a whole chapter on how to eat a rose in his book, Stalking the Healthful Herbs. Although I suspect most people are not aware of it, rose hips may be used to make a variety of edible items, including pie, jam, jelly, marmalade, syrup, soup, and tea. A rose hip cordial and even ketchup are also possibilities. It's not too late in the season to collect some rose hips and make some of these items. I've enjoyed making rose hip tea by simply placing a bunch of cleaned and rinsed rose hips in enough water to cover, bringing it to a boil, and letting the hips steep for a while. It makes an interesting tea, particularly if you add a stick of cinnamon to the cup of tea. If you're interested in taking an easier route and purchasing some rose hip products, a quick check of the internet revealed a variety of rose hip products for sale, including raw rose hips, rose hip seed oil, rose hip powder, and rose hip herbal supplement. So consider brewing up a batch of rose hip tea. It's easy and worth experiencing at least once. There's a lot of information available on the internet pertaining to handling and the many uses of rose hips. However, I've put a few links for more information on using rose hips in making jams, jellies, tea, and other items along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.